Well, we welcome to the show the host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evenings at 7:30 or anytime on your Hail Mary media app. And she is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard. It is Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam, and happy springtime to you.
Good morning, David and Brenda, and happy springtime to you as well.
So is the beautiful campus there of St. Anthony's Church right there on Pacific Highway, is it starting to bloom with flowers and trees?
Well, I think it must be because my eyes are starting to get itchy.
Yes.
So yes, I think it is.
Brenda and I were just talking about that yesterday too. I went out for a walk. I guess it was Tuesday when it was a little warmer. Yes, I came back in and I was sneezing a little bit. And my eyes were a little watery that time of year. But you know what? I'm willing to deal with that because of the beauty of it.
Me as well. You are absolutely right.
Well, this morning we want to talk about the Annunciation of the Lord, which is tomorrow on the church calendar. And I guess first off, Miriam, just give us the story of what the Annunciation is.
Yes. Oh, it's so beautiful. Thank you, David. So we are going to celebrate when the angel Gabriel comes to Our Lady and gives her this beautiful announcement that she is being called upon to be the mother of our Lord. So Mary, through her free and beautiful yes, she opens the door to the incarnation. And I know that we focus on the incarnation also really at Christmas time because that is when Jesus is born. But really with the solemnity of the Annunciation, it is a celebration of the incarnation as that is when Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit, as we say in the Apostles' Creed. So that's what we are going to celebrate. And there is so much to be grateful for with this solemnity. And it's also a moment to strive to imitate Mary's faithfulness and her openness to God's will.
You know, and I think about this, and the angel comes to Mary and makes this announcement. What if Mary would have said, "No, I don't believe you. I'm not going to accept this," but she does. And I reflect on that and what that means to us too and what we accept. And I mean, you can draw some wonderful parallels there.
Yes, and I there's a beautiful poem about how all of creation was and all the whole universe was holding its breath, waiting for Mary's yes to the angel. But you're right that we can really take our cue from this important moment in our salvation history too, as we reflect on the ways that we are responding to God's call. As you say, you know, David, a few years ago, Pope Francis gave a homily for the Feast of the Annunciation, and he called it the Feast of Yes. And I really loved that. And, you know, I was recently going through the many responses that we received during our Synod Parish Discernment Sessions. Mm-hmm. And one of the points that was raised was the concern that our church is seen as a church of no.
And right.
I have to say that it couldn't be further from the truth. It's built on yes. And this solemnity is one of those moments when we remember how saying yes to God's word and his will really does open these doors that we can scarcely imagine. And as we're talking about, Mary's yes changed history. And I'm not saying that we change world history whenever we say yes to the Father's will, but I will say that our own hearts are changed because we become more the person who God intended us to be. And it changes our own circle of relationships when we say yes to God. So we really want to be able to echo that Mary's fiat in our own life, our really emulate and imitate that yes. And David, we have to believe that God is calling us, right?
Right.
Like
yeah.
We have to believe that God is real and really calling us and drawing us into relationship with him through the gift of his grace. So we have to recognize the reality of his presence in our life and that his call is really real. And then we move from that act of faith then to trust, and to trust then, David, that God has a plan right in store for my life and that his plans are good.
Mm.
His plans are good. We hear that in Jeremiah, where we hear, "For I know well the plans I have in mind for you, plans for your welfare and not for woe, so as to give you a future of hope.
And it's beautiful. We're speaking with Miriam Marston. She is host of Blazing the Trail Wednesday evenings right here, Mater Dei Radio, as well as the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard. You know, Miriam, not to be lost in the Annunciation story is Joseph and what he must have thought and his willingness to accept what Mary told him about this whole process. And it's amazing, really.
Absolutely. Coming alongside Mary's yes is, of course, the yes of St. Joseph. And so you're right, we cannot forget his role in being so open and receptive to the Father's will, that he had an absolutely essential role to play in this unfolding chapter in salvation history. Absolutely.
Miriam Marston, always great to talk with you. And I guess, too, as you move through your process through with the catechumens, what do you tell them about the Annunciation? It's got to be a beautiful story for them.
Yeah, and I hope to touch on it briefly. We have so much to cover in the days to come. But really, this should be a theme running through the RCIA and running in the hearts of the catechumens and the elect and the candidates who are preparing to come into full communion, that really at the foundation of this whole process of conversion is, it's fundamentally a yes to God and a yes to whatever is coming. Again, we're told it is a future full of hope.
Miriam Marston, host of Blazing the Trail Wednesday evenings here on Mater Dei Radio, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app, as well as the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard. Miriam, always a pleasure. Wonderful words on the Annunciation. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you all. God bless you.
All right, and God bless.